The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Audie presents Brian and Roger.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Couple of bad days, I'll be honest with you. Up and down sort of time at the moment. Good news and bad news. First, the bad. I was on the phone to Jamie the other day, and I thought the call was going very well. And I said something to him. I don't know if I offended him. Anyway, he just put the phone down on me. And I tried to ring him back, but he didn't take my call. That's the first time that's ever happened to me. And maybe it's his age. He's 14, hormonal, I don't know. But it was very distressing, and I started crying, actually. And Anne came in, and she saw me crying, bless her, and tried to comfort me, and said that she'd go and make me some food, which was good because I was absolutely starving. I hadn't eaten all day, so that wasn't helping. And she went into the kitchen, and then she came out about half an hour later with nothing. And I looked at her, and she looked at me blankly, and she'd clearly forgotten. She'd said she'd make me some food, and obviously I couldn't say anything. But anyway, so there's that. But the good news is that I've been offered a day's work, cash in hand, just helping out on a building site. But it's £100, and that is really, really good. So hopefully I can take Jamie out with that money and sort of make amends, you know, whatever it is I've done that I don't know what I've done. So find that out first. Anyway, mate, I'm sorry to bore you with this bullshit. Hope you're well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I don't really want to know about what you get up to with Anne and stuff. As you know, I am... quite uncomfortable with that arrangement, so you know, if you don't mind, I don't really care about that. Yeah, kids is a minefield, mate. I haven't, Lucy just doesn't speak to me at all anymore, and Gavin is just obsessed with the sugar dolls, something, I don't know, but they're you know, I think sometimes it's best just to leave them to it and let them work it out and come to you, you know. Yeah, But look, mate, I've next couple of days. Sorry, not tomorrow. The next day, I've got an extremely important meeting. But I've got to drive there. I'm borrowing the Subaru. But I really need you to come with me, mate, and just sit in the car because there's absolutely nowhere to park. And I'll give you 15 quid. I hope it doesn't clash through that day. But if it does, I really need your help, Rog. So yeah, speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Ah, that's annoying. Your meeting's on the same day as my work day. Is there any way you can rearrange the meeting so that I can help you on another day? I know it's probably very important. I'm not sure what else what I can suggest other than maybe you take the tube. I don't know, something like that. Let me know. Okay, mate. I don't want to let you down, but it's £100. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. No, look, I can't get the tube. I've got to make an impression, mate. I want to turn up in the Subaru, and if you could just sit in the car and wait, I'll give you 15 quid. Please, mate, you know, we're always there for each other, and I really need this. It's a massive meeting. I can't move it. Some Albanian lot, some people from Russia at last, and they've got contacts with Chinese. Anyway, they're all there on that day, and if I don't do it then God knows. So, no, I can't change it for you to shovel shit, mate. Okay, sorry, Rog. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Look, mate, I don't want to turn you down, but it's 100 quid for me on that day, and I really need the money. So it's with deep regret that I'm going to have to say no on this occasion. I know that, you know, you're always there for me, and I try to be there as much as I can for you. But, this time I've got to take the money. So, I mean, I'll make it up to you, obviously. All right, I'm really sorry. Bye-bye, mate, bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, mate, work's work. I understand completely. That's great. You know, 100 quid cash in hand. I assume they are paying cash in hand. They're not doing it via your bank or anything. But, you know, that's £100, isn't it? I wouldn't want to rob you of that. So no worries about that, mate. Just in case it does fall through, it is the day after tomorrow, and I will give you 15 quid, but don't worry, I completely understand. Okay, mate, cheers, Rog, bye-bye.
Brian, it's Roger. I swear to God, somebody has got it in for me. My shitty luck just continues. So I turn up for work this morning at the building site, and I've got my tracksuit bottoms on and Reebok trainers because, you know, to fit in. Just as I'm going through the gate into the building site, I get a tap on the shoulder, and I turn round and they say, hello, are you Mr. Roger Underhill? And I say, yes, I am, yes. And they said, Mr. Underhill, we've had a report from somebody that you have been working and claiming benefits at the same time. We're from the fraud office of the benefits department. I said, what? They said, yes, we have. We've had a report. And I said, well, I mean, I couldn't say anything because I am claiming benefits and I was going to work. So I said to them, no, I'm not working here. I'm going in to visit to potentially buy one of these flats, and it was a lie. I mean, I'm covered in mud on the tracksuit bottoms, and nobody goes to view a property looking like that. And they said, no, we've received a message. And I said, well, I don't believe you, you know. And they said, well, we have proof. And they have sent me the message that they were sent. I'll play it to you now. Hold on.
Hello there. My name is Mr. Francois. Hugard, and I'm working at the moment in an office not far away from your benefits office, and I noticed a man called Roger Underhill who has been doing some manual labour and also claiming a lot of benefits. I thought I would like to bring this to your attention. Thank you very much. I will report this imminently via email.
Just give me a call. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger again. I have no idea who Francois Hougard is. I don't know any South Africans. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure I'll find out. But today I'm obviously now at a loose end. So if I can come and look after the Saburu for you, I think for £15 we agreed on, or you said you'd give me, that would be really helpful now. Okay, mate. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. God, how annoying. How frustrating. I am sorry, mate. That's... God, South Africans, eh? Look, sorry, mate. I'm afraid I've got Paul from Wetherspoons looking after the car now. No, I'm only joking. No, you can still do it, but I can only give you a tenner now. I did ask around, but no one else is going to sit in the car for 6 hours, are they? All right, mate, so I'll swing by in a bit and get you. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Thank you so much for the offer of the job today. Understand fully that there's a reduction in wage due to probably last minute or, you know, late notice, etc. That's absolutely fine. If it's all right with you, I'll just come straight over. I'm still wearing my mucky, dirty tracksuit bottoms. So if that's okay, you don't mind. I'm only sort of sitting in the car, aren't I? So I'll come straight over and we'll go from there. Thanks again, mate. You're a lifesaver. Thank you.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I couldn't give a fuck what you're wearing, mate. That's fine. I've also got an empty bottle of Lucozade, just in case you need to go. The real thing here is just to be vigilant, mate, because, that's what I'm paying you for. So if you park up, if you see any ticket inspectors, just jump over the other side and just drive around the block and park up again, or just stay on your toes. All right, mate. See you soon. Bye.
Roger? It's Brian. Where the fuck are you? Seriously, I've got a fucking ticket. I've just come out and I've just got a ticket. I can't see a ticket inspector and you're nowhere to be seen. And the bottle of Lucozade's full, so you obviously had a piss. Where the fuck are you, mate? I've got a ticket, idiot. Oh, God. The meeting was shit. The translator didn't turn up. I had to mime the whole fucking thing. Miming how to build a Silk Route Autobahn. One of them was shaking, started crying, had to leave the room. I didn't know what was going on. Oh, Christ, where's a TI over there? Hang on. Give me a call.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Oh, mate, I'm so sorry about the ticket on the car. I can explain. Jamie walked past the car. And I was sat in it, and I was... taking a pee in the Lucozade bottle, and he saw me do that, and so I sort of put everything away and did the lid up quickly and got out the car and pulled my trousers up, and he saw the tracksuit bottoms were all covered in mud, and I suppose it just, I don't know, it must have just made him wonder or think, I don't know, to anywhere he bolted. He ran off. And I was running after him, and I was calling his name, Jamie stopped, his daddy. And it was, frankly, it was humiliating. It was very embarrassing. And anyway, I didn't catch up with him, and he kept looking back and seeing me, and he disappeared. And so I was away from the car for a few minutes, and that's why you've now got a ticket on the car, and I can only apologise for that, but I'm sure you understand. All right, I'm making my way back to the car, and I'll see you in a moment. Sorry, mate, sorry.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. I'm back at home now. Look, I took off because I was really pissed off, mate, to be honest. Sorry about Jamie. That must have been... look, I've worked out a way that you can pay back the ticket. I've got Auntie Leslie to forward me the money to pay for it. But I think if we can either do a bit like when you buy a sofa at Christmas, you could pay me off sort of little and often, or you can pay me a lump sum. I don't know when you get your benefit stuff through, but we can work it out. I think probably a fiver a week for the foreseeable future is probably the best way to go. All right, thanks, Rog. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Brian and Roger is produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris for Great Big Owl and is now a member of Audie's family of shows.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.